I'll call the January 23rd, 2015 Board of Fire Commissioners meeting to order. Anyone who might be recording, please identify themselves. Barbara Trainer Tessier. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. All right. First, we have minutes. We'll take a second to go over those from the last meeting. Did you have a chance? Good. Okay, any questions, additions, or changes? Okay, I make a motion. We accept the minutes of December 18th. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. That's unanimous. Okay. Next, do we have any public comment today? Okay, no public comment. Fire Chief's report.
We did increase it, but it wasn't, it was not increasing. So I guess what I'm saying is we, in 2007, the district voted on a 28% increase. I looked at a 40% increase, not after 12%, it would be a 28.4% increase. And at a 40% increase, again, the numbers will be higher, but it's going to those insurances that pay our costs, so a few others that actually pay the full amount. You can look up the shield and the
make sure your microphone's on. Or don't forget to identify yourself.
Tom Hadley. I think that perhaps we could go a little higher than the 40%. I would look to 65 personally. The other departments are way above us, and we're the furthest away from the hospital, and our district is scattered all the way from Newtown Road to down in Oregon. So I would say at least increase it to 60%.
Now, my question is, though, if somebody has insurance and the insurance pays, do we want it to be the policy that we pursue the difference, or do we have our people have accept what we get paid for by insurance? And that number can be different.
As it is now, we do a lot of write-offs in that respect. And if we don't have a lot, we do most of them that come back to us as a write-off. Unless the people satisfy us, we write-off. And like I said, we don't have many. We get that turn back from write-offs, and it's not that much. What you saw that spike in the write-off in 1 month, that 2 months ago, was the big salary of all of the costs. So it wasn't that bad.
I think my point is I have no issue getting all we can from the insurance company. But I worry, even for people who have perceived money, that they might not call. They're paying for one thing, which covers for X, and that's my, a voice of concern there. And it's been historically the board's position. We want people to call, not to call because of money. And I don't know. I presume it's the board's position to make a policy such as that.
Yes. Well, what we can do is I bring the write-off sheet every month, and you can
either write them off or not write them off.
Oh, Commissioner Naylor, I would be uncomfortable not writing off most of these cases. Because, as Commissioner Mycock said, we don't want folks in this district to be afraid to call. That's what we're here for. That's what they're paying for. I'm not sure how I feel about jumping to 60%. It seems like a big jump to me.
Any comment on, well, you made your point on the percentage, but what about the write-offs? And, I mean, what I would see is I don't think we can write off one person and say, send a bill to another person. That doesn't feel comfortable. And you know, just we have two types of people we deal with, perhaps three here in the district. We have the taxpayers who actually pay. They're the ones that pay for everything. And then we have residents, which you don't necessarily have to be a taxpayer to be a resident, but you get the benefit of the services, and then you have visitors.
Fly, but I make a motion that we increase it to 60%.
I'll second it because whatever we're doing, as long as we keep doing what we've been doing with our residents, I'm in favor of. Please. I think that, I lost my train of thought there. 60%, we're in essence, we're not dealing with the people we're picking up, we're dealing with the insurance companies. Yeah. Although I'm not a big fan of everybody claiming on their insurance, it's just what it's there for. I'd second the motion. So, all those in favor?
Hadley, aye.
Mycock, aye.
Naylor, aye. As long as we continue with the write-offs for folks that their insurance only pays so much.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So continuation with the same policy increase.
This is just casual insurance companies.
Yeah.
This is just casual insurance companies that do pay. It's more rigid increasing.
We haven't increased that in essence our fees since 2007. It's
and that's
so we're in 15. That's why it seems like such a big number. But yeah. Thank you, Chief.
Plenty of time in February.
Yeah. I will reach out to you then. I'll set up a meeting. I'll reach out to you.
budget. Where we are at the budget level, we got 15% of our budget. This is towards the end of January, a little less than 15%. We have some line items that are over, line items that are over budget. And from the overall, we're at 54% of our budget as of January 22nd. So we are right there. 4% of our 2% of that information. We also have an issue of 10%.
It's pretty tight budgeting.
It is. It seems like our truck, obviously, is completely on the truck today. It seems like our fire apparatus is aging fast. And that last incident that we had with the engine is fixed. Our mechanic look at the bands that are holding those things up, the fire apparatus, and he said, yeah, we do need to replace them. It's not something that I've serviced, however, I think that we need to get that truck to be happy. So, just bring it over to the Eastman and someone that we got to see if we can embrace it with another skill piece of the cost. But the budget is what it is, it's surviving.
Anything significantly up? I hope nobody gets the flu. Yeah. Any questions, Chief? All right. Concludes old business.
Can I just ask?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on with the ambulance?
Thanks for asking. It's going to be here on February 9th. I don't know if it's going to be here, if it's doing it, but it's going to be in Massachusetts and Attleboro on February 9th. I'm hoping that the next day, once we go up there, February 9th, we'll look at it and make sure that it's all set. I believe it goes to Maine after that, just to make sure that all of the settlement goes through the whole entire ambulance and make sure there's nothing missing mechanically. And then less than a week later, we'll get it back, and we'll go up there, we'll drop the check off, and bring it home. So, or he'll come, depends on if he gets in the device. So we're looking at February 9th of that week, basically, that we see. And it's looking great. So there is pitches, other than we'll have to buy.
Chief apparatus.
We talked about 263. We're looking to rehab that truck. We do have that $18,000 left in the account that we really need to utilize that to rehab 263. Didn't want to do that until we looked at the new truck. And before we set one on, we should have one in really good shape. It is fixed as of right now. But we would like to see some rehab left. There was a our lines don't have to be hydraulically replaced because we don't have a ladder truck, but just to say, it's that particular ladder that we have out there that's creating a lot of havoc with these fire trucks, and they're lasting.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Okay, next, Steve.
We have two interns from the town of Barstool High School, these two interns, one actually is Mitch Conner. He is an intern for firefighting and EMT, so he's going to be working with our guys, and the firefighters and the lieutenants are doing a nice job with these guys and looking for work, getting through the trucks, and they'll eventually go out in the trucks and observe to be observe what it's like to be a firefighter. So it's a program that the town of Barstool High School has developed, and we want to be part of that. We have two in Carl, one in West Barstool, one in Barstool. We ended up having two with us. The second one, though, does not want anything to do with fire end, but she wants to be a paramedic. So we took her on just because that we think that was a good idea. There's a second one that just missed it because we only allowed so many interns, but he's looking to come over in the summer for a summer program for us. So it's fantastic. And we might have three this year. I'm trying to do the summer program. So pretty excited. The interns will be finished at summer, except for this one. He wants to be a surgeon, so he's looking to be a chiropractor first off, which is kind of cool. So that's not the moment. That's it. And it's a great program.
Questions? At least our trucks will be clean. Okay, the next one is on us. This is a discussion and vote on the omnibus settlement on all relative legal issues with David A. Pierce and Jane T. Pierce. We have as most everybody here knows, we were over in court in November with David Pierce and Jane Pierce. There was a settlement just before trial that was reached. It has been pending approval of a vote by this board on the district's behalf relative to the settlement. There's a few steps that we have to go through here. What the district's part of the settlement agreement was is that, excuse me, we would pay $21,920 for wages for Jane Pierce. She would be paid those, which would give her additional time on the force, which would enable her to get to a different level in retirement. That number would be less any of the normal tax deductions, retirement deductions, anything that would normally be taken out of an employee's paycheck. No other benefits would accrue. So essentially, the district is being asked to pay $21,920 less those deductions. In return, all pending cases that Jane Pierce had against the district as the plaintiff, and all cases that David A. Pierce had against the district as plaintiff would be resolved. In addition, we will need to vote on that. and that would be the sole cost to the district. We'll need to vote on a non-disparaging agreement, which is not a what's the word I'm looking for? The results of this will not be private. It's public information. It's just that people can't talk badly about either person. And also that neither party has admitted to any wrongdoing. So that's what we're here for on this today. Just want to make sure I'm covering everything. Okay. So does that, do you two understand what, Brenda?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a motion that the board accept the settlement, the omnibus settlement, on all related legal issues with David A. Pierce and Jane T. Pierce, and that the district pay $21,920 less all appropriate deductions for additional wages, and that the chairman be empowered to sign said settlement on behalf of the district. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
I think we'll do a roll call vote on this. I don't know if it's necessary, but just for the record, Commissioner Naylor?
Commissioner Naylor votes aye.
Commissioner Hadley?
Aye.
Commissioner Mycock votes in the affirmative. Next, I'd like to make a motion that the district agree to a mutual non-disparagement provisions as part of the agreement. This essentially would be binding on the parties to the settlement agreement. It is not a confidentiality provision. And that the chairman be authorized to sign on behalf of the district. Do I hear a second? Well, again, on a roll call vote, Commissioner Naylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Hadley?
Aye.
Commissioner Mycock votes in the affirmative. Okay. As to that, that ends those many years of litigation with this vote. There's still, this will now be turned over and the various paperwork will be completed. Next, we have a discussion to go. We have been asked by a plaintiff in a, we're being, there's a litigation regarding Joan Gaguette. We have been asked to participate in mediation on March 16, 2015. This would be held, I think they've arranged to hold it down here in the offices of Gajula and Rudnick in their conference room. This was requested by the plaintiff's counsel. The insurance company has agree to participate in it, but we have to agree, and we have to have a vote on that. And that, in the past, I've been authorized to represent the board at the mediation. And I guess I'll step into the same hole again and make a motion that I be authorized to attend mediation. Let me restate that, that I would ask that the board authorize the fire department, board of fire commissioners, to enter a mediation with Joan Gaguette and appoint the chairman to represent the board at said mediation. This mediation is presently scheduled for March 16, 2015. As we know, these things do have a life of their own, and it's possible it could be changed. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous. Okay, our next thing is we have to... Last evening, we had a special district meeting, which most of you know and may have attended. We have been, we asked for funding of $25,000 to pay additional funding to pay for the negotiations with the union. We are going to be going to mediation with them. Through a state agency. I quite frankly don't understand the process. I mean, I understand the process of mediation, but I don't understand this agency but at this point in time, but I'm sure we will come to that. We're going to need an attorney, and I think I've talked to two different counsels, Mark Boudreau, as well as Gajul and Rudnick, and we're going to need to find ourselves somebody with a little more expertise than either one of those firms. So we need to make a decision as to how to move forward on hiring an attorney. And the mediation lady in Boston is anxiously awaiting our decision. I've had a couple of contacts. There's a firm in Boston, which I'm going to tell you escapes my name right now, that I have talked to. And this is their area of expertise. They essentially just do labor law. So I think that we need to make a decision, and I don't know how you'd like to go about it. And I know I'm putting you all on the spot.
I'm a bit confused about it, too. You need a lawyer who...
We need a lawyer to talk to their lawyer. That's how it works.
But you're saying that Mark Boudreau and Gajul's office, they don't have anybody with that specific talent to...
They're saying we would be better served elsewhere, each one of them. One thing we could do is ask one of them to start while we choose the other, just to get the ball rolling so that I don't want us to be seen as delaying anything. And they've been patient, they being the state, because I had told them, we had to get the money, the funding, which was fine. And I told them the meeting was last night and I would get back to them today. And I've already received an email from her, very polite, very nice. And I told her exactly what was going on. So they know, they understand our constraints as we meet once a month, or maybe twice a month, and things have to be done a certain way. Don't know what your thoughts might be, but we do need to get it going.
The mediation board appoints somebody to our situation, I assume.
I believe that's how it is.
Okay.
A woman has been appointed as the case representative or the mediator.
Okay, then if she doesn't, she can't tell us who the good lawyer is. But surely there's somebody that we know through different law firms that we've dealt with that can point us in the right direction. Now, perhaps this one that you've talked to, at least you'll find out when they could do it, what they can do, and what it's going to cost us.
They're available. It's not inexpensive. I think it's about $350 an hour. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And this is on us. And I did get this name. This came from Gajula and Rudnick. They did a little search for me.
What's the group name?
I honestly can't remember. Cannot remember.
What are the parameters? You know, they're going to pay them. We're going to pay them by the hour. What if we get involved in this and we don't like what he's doing? You know, do we have to sign a contract with the lawyer to do what he's doing, or do we just pay him by the hour?
No, we pay by the hour. In these things, you never are committed all the way. By that, I mean, we don't like him, we can fire him.
Okay.
I have no idea what the hours, potential hours are. It is something I can find out. I'm sure he can give me a ball, a worst-case scenario. And again, this was a recommendation, and I appreciate that our attorneys were forthright enough to say, hey, you'll be better off here. It's just a little too much of a specialized area.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
to their credit, yes.
Yeah. So I wish I had the name of the fellow, and I apologize, but I've been wrapped up with other things with me, so we could do a vote on that. I'm not sure if we could do a vote to a point. I'm just talking out loud. Maybe ask Gajula and Rudnick to put us in contact with a proper legal representation, and that would get us started. I mean, there's no... Nobody here has anybody. We're not going to be using anybody local. There's nobody on the Cape that's going to have, you know, it's not going to be like hiring one of our favorite contractors, Comfort Man.
Well, why can't we appoint you to go to this firm that you've touched base with and sound them out a little bit and tell them how poor we are?
Oh, yeah. I'll drive my truck up. They can hear my muffler.
Make them feel bad and see what they can do for us. I mean, the firemen are waiting to get things done, and we can't wait too long.
No, I'd like to get it going. I wish I had a name so we could vote on the name. I guess you could. I think you can authorize me to make contact with the appropriate party, and I'll bring it back for a vote to get it going. Authorize me to get it going, and then I'll bring it back for a vote. Is that?
Yeah, that's fine.
I think I can do that. And then I can tell the lady here who we'll be dealing with initially.
Right. I mean, it may go very quickly, and if it drags out, then we got to change horses and do something else.
I mean, okay.
Sometimes you have a good mediator, and you don't need a lawyer.
Right.
I mean, if both sides are pretty well close, you don't really need an attorney.
Well, at this stage, I'm comfortable they'll be there with an attorney, and we should be.
But we better have a motion.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that the board authorize the chairman to negotiate, let me think about this for a second, excuse me. I'll make a motion for me to authorize me to, I don't think I should be authorized to hire somebody.
To solicit information from said attorney, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Let me think about this for a second. I know where we're trying to get to, and I just want to make sure it's right. Want to authorize me to interview an attorney to represent the district. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll make a motion that the Board of Fire Commissioners authorize the chairman to interview potential legal counsel for mediation and to return with a recommendation. May I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Okay, good. I will do that. Next. Just to acknowledge, I don't know if anybody else received an email, but I didn't get an email from the President of the Union regarding that, and an invitation for the board to participate. I'm not sure if that's our area of expertise or not, but I certainly don't want to discourage anyone from the board that might want to step forward either.
Could you give us some indications as to what this would encompass as far as and power, equipment, and so on and so forth, so we know what we're dealing with.
That's the end of new business. We don't need any executive session. I'll make a motion that we adjourn at 1:46.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting's adjourned.